Ceasefire Now, a poem by Lenore Weiss. I was born in the same year the State of Israel was formed, but that's not exactly the right word. Formed as something joined and shaped through stages of development like a child learning to walk. Whereas Israel was clay molded by declaration, mandate, and partition, wars that added and subtracted, a jumping rope hidden in the sand, like lines waving a mutation of chromosome 4B on triticin A, allowing the formation of hexaploid wheat, a braided bread into loaves, a keening of blues, a dust bowl for a woman who climbed a ladder to pick olives, one step at a time, and delivered on a stretcher home. Home is a place where, if you must go there, people send you somewhere else because there is no one to welcome you. My father arrived from Hungary, an 11-year-old boy influenced by the Labor Bund, who believed Zionism was a form of nationalism of which the Jews already had their fill. Thank you very much. Today I learned I'll be a grandmother on the same day children are being buried in mass graves outside a hospital that serves as a command center for Hamas. Lives and land, bulldozers and tunnels, minefields and ball bearings, brutalizing two peoples of one land. I've dreamed about faces behind barbed wire and striped pajamas, talking bones with serial numbers carved on the inside of left forearms, fighting over a loose button for a sweater, a scrap of newspaper pleated around feet in wet snow, or to smuggle out grief in poems on paper. Death squeezes more lives in a bottle-nosed grip. If we are the same under God, why do we keep killing each other? Lives and land, land and lives, an ideology that makes addicts out of soldiers and conflict resolution becomes an after-dinner joke told at conference centers with pitchers of cold water. If they hadn't killed Rabin, if labor Zionism hadn't been its own contradiction, if the Oslo Peace Accords had more teeth, if Camp David had recognized the right of return, if Arab countries had recognized Israel's right to exist, if there'd been a two-state solution, if the world had gotten involved, if the media had been more critical, if it weren't for Iran's money, if we destroy the world, there will be no one left to blame, no grandmothers to welcome a new generation, no dear ones to take by the hand, no sons and daughters learning to walk. Listen to the knot of flame. Love burns away resistance to change so life can live. Breathe into the deep hole of darkness.